Venezuela 101.
We wish to inform our listeners that for the production of this episode, the voices have been dubbed from Spanish to English using artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the first episode of the second season of Venezuela 101, now available not just in English, but also in Spanish. I'm Melanio Escobar.
And I'm Miguel Pizarro. As we mentioned in the trailer, this season is focused on the Venezuelan migration and refugee crisis. We'll have various experts joining us. Today, for our first episode of the season, Ana Maria Diaz is with us. Welcome, and thank you for joining us, Ana Maria.
Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here and have this conversation.
No, please, the pleasure is ours to have you here. For our listeners, Ana Maria is a lawyer specializing in non-governmental organizations and humanitarian action. She holds a master's degree in public administration and has diplomas in social inclusion and access to rights, migration and human rights, social market economy, and social leadership.
Besides her experience in Venezuela's legal field, specifically in criminal law and child protection, she's also a lecturer in negotiation and conflict resolution. She currently works as a researcher at Refugees International and represents the Coalition for Venezuela, a coalition of organizations that assist the Venezuelan diaspora and migrants on the UNHCR Global Advisory Board and other groups led by displaced people and stateless persons.
Ana, the Venezuelan migration crisis has been ongoing for more than a decade. There are over 7.7 million Venezuelan migrants worldwide. What challenges are Venezuelan migrants and their host countries facing today?
Wow, that's an excellent question, Melanio. To put it in numbers, 7.7 million, but I want to clarify that these are just official figures. In reality, our estimates suggest that more than 8 million Venezuelans have crossed borders, taken flights, used rafts, or crossed dangerous jungles. So, this is the largest mass displacement crisis in the Western Hemisphere. However, despite its large scale, the most significant challenge we face is invisibility. It sounds ironic, but very little is said about the Venezuelan crisis at this point. While we hear about events in the Gaza Strip, which is tragic, and the ongoing war in Ukraine, in local slang, in our own backyard, countries aren't talking about the crisis in Venezuela anymore. Consider that 1% of the entire Venezuelan population has crossed the Darien Gap, one of the most dangerous crossings in the world. So, our biggest challenge is the invisibility of this massive and unprecedented crisis.
Now, Ana Maria, besides the fact that we have this crisis, which has become somewhat invisible, and due to its length, it's not just about migrants arriving in other countries, Venezuelan migrants are becoming an integral part of these countries' daily lives. Given the international political campaigns and the upcoming wave of elections in the region, especially in countries with significant Venezuelan migrant populations, how do you view the stigmatization and formation of stereotypes surrounding Venezuelan migrants, and what consequences might they have in terms of protection or social inclusion?
It's always the most attractive narrative for any candidate to blame everything on the new arrivals, and that's often us, Venezuelans, across various Latin American countries. We've seen this with the mayor of Bucaramanga, who campaigned on criminalizing Venezuelan migrants and used very aggressive methods against them. We've seen similar trends across Latin America, where anti-Venezuelan rhetoric is used to whitewash other crises. This is evident in Colombia, Mexico, and Brazil to varying degrees. This type of narrative can impact thousands of lives. For example, in Ecuador, a recent surge in violence unrelated to Venezuelans led to many Venezuelans being attacked in the streets, and their belongings were burned. This impacts millions of people, but this narrative does not reflect reality. The real issue is the integration gap. Venezuelans are eager to assimilate and contribute to the development of their new countries, as evidenced by studies from the World Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, and International Monetary Fund. For example, in Lima, the capital with the largest number of Venezuelans, a study conducted with Veniactiva, led by Nancy Arellanos, found that the reported cases involving Venezuelans in Peru's national police system are less than 2%, with the actual percentage closer to 0.93%. This shows that the stigmatization doesn't match reality. It's like a scarlet letter that Venezuelans carry, but it's always a challenge to overcome these stigmas and work toward the country's development.
Ana, given this situation, which leaves Venezuelan migrants in a vulnerable position, what can we expect for the remainder of 2024 regarding Venezuelan migrants and refugees?
I hope states become more aware, although Latin America wasn't prepared for such large-scale migration, and the human rights protections put in place have become inadequate over time. Donors are fatigued, and states are starting to turn away. Colombia's migration director has even said, they're trying to de-Venezuelanize migration. I don't have very encouraging figures or prospects to share, but I can tell you that at the Coalition for Venezuela, the largest network of NGOs led by migrants and refugees, we're doing our best, especially in this year, the 40th anniversary of the Cartagena Declaration, which provided prima facie recognition to people persecuted for reasons like political beliefs, among other grounds. This recognition could offer us, Venezuelans, refugee protection. The key message is that Venezuelans need protection. This must be emphasized in every context to ensure it becomes a reality.
Thank you very much, Ana Maria. In closing, I want to highlight two things you've mentioned that I find impactful and that illustrate the depth and severity of the crisis among Venezuelan migrants and refugees. First, one out of every 100 Venezuelans has crossed the Darién Gap. That 1% of the Venezuelan population decided to risk their lives, endure such harsh conditions, and attempt to cross this jungle speaks to the level of desperation, the humanitarian emergency, and the need that drives Venezuelans to migrate. The second point is that the Venezuelan migration and refugee crisis is fundamentally a human rights crisis. It's a crisis of the right to health, a crisis of the right to education, a crisis of inclusion, and a crisis driven by institutional deterioration and the ongoing situation in Venezuela. Thank you for joining us today, Ana Maria. I don't know if Melania wants to add anything else.
Absolutely. After this conversation with Ana Maria, it's clear to me that the Venezuelan crisis is the primary reason so many millions of people have had to leave our country in search of new opportunities or at least an environment that allows them to thrive or guarantees their most basic rights, which are denied in Venezuela. It's worrying that this crisis has gradually become invisible in the region. Ideally, states, organizations, and social movements would focus on addressing the root causes driving Venezuelans to migrate, rather than scapegoating them for every country's issues, which are often more complex than portrayed in political rhetoric or the media. Even though the Venezuelan crisis is the most significant in the region, similar alarming crises elsewhere in the world, such as in the Democratic Republic of Congo, serve as cautionary examples of where things could lead. This is why it's crucial to keep these conversations going. I want to thank you for your work, Ana Maria, and for sharing your time to help explain to all the listeners of Venezuela 101, the core issues we're discussing. Thank you.
Thank you all. A big hug to everyone.
In addition to our personal accounts at Miguel Pizarro and at Melania Bar, you can also follow us on Instagram as @Venezuela101_.
Remember, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
Venezuela 101.